This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Like most cities across the country, the town of Whittier in Southern California is dealing with budget troubles. Stores in the city's historic downtown have closed, along with five auto dealerships. But Whittier is something most towns don't: oil, as Gloria Hillard reports.
Everything you want to know about the history of Whittier, you can learn by taking the weekend museum tour given by Candace Hawley. The town was founded in 1887 after the Quakers arrived, she says.
And then in 1891, we found oil.
Hawley's standing in front of a large diorama of the city, circa 1900, during the city's first oil boom.
And those are all our oil derricks there. So we then became a city with a little bit of money.
And today, a little more than a century later, Whittier's mayor, Bob Henderson, is hoping history will repeat itself.
Let's say you do 1,000 barrels a day. You can see that you're talking tremendous amounts of money, between $3 or $4 million and maybe as high as $30 or $40 million.
That's what the city hopes it can reap in annual royalties if drilling starts again. A 10-minute drive from downtown Whittier, and we're in the rolling green foothills, once home to hundreds of oil derricks. Chevron and Unocal stopped production here in the early 90s when oil prices plummeted. Today, it's a wilderness preserve. The only reminder of the road Chevron built is a jagged ribbon of cement reclaimed by wild mustard and wildflowers. Mayor Henderson speaks proudly of the wildlife that has returned to the area.
Literally hundreds of different species of birds are here. Deer, coyotes, bobcats, foxes.
We're met here by Mac weasels. McFarlane, a former oil man. He's been hired by Matrix Oil Corporation to work as a liaison with the city. He sweeps his arm in a large arc, pointing to just below a ridge of eucalyptus trees.
Over here would be the oil processing and gas processing facilities. Technology now exists to where you can drill for several miles diagonally.
The Matrix Oil Plan calls for the use of 7 acres above ground on 3 sites. Up to 52 underground wells will crisscross over 1,000 acres of wilderness. Some of the regulars at Mimo's Outdoor Cafe think drilling is a good idea. Waitress Dee Dee Deering is balancing 2 plates of BLTs. She's lived here for 27 years.
We have plenty of oil in this country, plenty of coal in this country. We're not using it. We need to.
But that's not what voters had in mind for the land, says Alona Volkman, administrator for L.A. County's Regional Park and Open Space District. She says Whittier received a grant with taxpayer funds to purchase the land designated for open space.
Whenever a grantee entertains the notion of breaking with our grant agreement, it's a very serious matter. This is a very significant environmental corridor.
She says there's no precedent for drilling on land purchased by the county for conservation purposes, and the agency's lawyers will be looking into it. In Whittier's Honolulu Terrace neighborhood, they know all about oil wells and drilling, and some, like Mary Hansen, have had their fill.
The oil companies will make all these promises, and then it's done, and that's what happened on our neighborhood.
Over 30 years ago, the city granted oil drilling on the street where she lives, and although she says she doesn't smell the oil anymore, there have been a couple explosions and fires, including one 4 years ago that took days to put out.
It's like living next to a volcano. You never know when it'll erupt.
From Honolulu Terrace to historic downtown, everyone agrees this town of 90,000 could strike it rich again. The disagreement will be at what cost. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.